Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
Welcome to America's Money Program. This is Money Talk. Bob Brinker along with you. We have our toll-free line at the ready. If you'd like to join us on the line, 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. We pay for the call at 1-800-934-2221. S&P 500 closing out the week at 2046.61. Profit taking during the week of 0.5%. S&P 500 losing approximately 10 points on the week during that profit taking, and now stands, counting cash dividends, stands a little bit over 12% above its correction low on February 11th of this year, which was at 1829 on the S&P 500. Right now, moving forward to the current date, it's been close to, it's been just about 3 months since that correction low. And the total rate of return on the S&P 500 since that date standing right around 12%. Now, in terms of the all-time record high for the S&P 500 of 2131 last year, if you take the total return on the S&P 500 from the all-time high in May of last year to now, then the total return has been about minus 2%, because the S&P 500 has paid about a 2% cash dividend over the past year. And so on a total return basis, it's standing at about 2% below its all-time record high, as well as about 12% above its correction low, which was registered on the close on February 11th. And, of course, interest rates remain very, very low, and the Federal Reserve continues to wrestle with what they're doing. One of the interesting things is we continue even though the performance of the economy is mixed, and even though we went through a soft patch in the first quarter with very slow growth, we still have Federal Reserve participants out there on the rubber chicken circuit talking about the possibility of raising rates. And they seem to like to do this. Every time they do it, it kind of rattles investors, because investors don't understand what they're talking about, because investors see the data. Now, first quarter gross domestic product growth, based on the preliminary report that we have, was very, very slow, less than 1%. It does appear, based on the numbers that are coming out here in the second quarter, after all, second quarter is half over now, and it does appear, based on the numbers that we're looking at, as though, we're looking at better growth in the second quarter. And if you just take the numbers, and this is still a work in process, of course, but if you take the numbers that we have so far, you could make the case that the real GDP growth rate, running rate so far in the second quarter, is in the neighborhood of 2.25%. Now, that's okay, but the problem with that is we have only about half of the second quarter in the books, and there's still lots of data to enter in the system going forward. And there you go. John is on the line in New York. John, it's your turn.
Yes, I had a question that my wife had brought up. She was listening to a program where either it was Rand Paul or Ron Paul, I'm not sure which, was talking about a proposal that the government's trying to get out there. It's called the Financial Martial Law, which would give the federal government the right to remove monies from retirement accounts of wealthier people. I didn't know if you heard about it or know about it or anything reference to it.
Based on what I know at this point, I regard that rhetoric as a scare tactic. And if you look behind the scenes, it's usually linked to trying to convince you to buy marked up numismatic gold coins. Check it out.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Okay. Garrett's on the line in Massachusetts. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm actually, just a minute ago, you guys were discussing Roth IRAs, and I can't lie. I do not know much about it. I don't know how to qualify for it. But my thing is I'm actually a veteran. I'm a disabled vet, and I'm 100%. I do not work. Now, I was wondering if I qualify for them, not only that, but maybe if you had any insight as to maybe other programs that I'm applicable for being a veteran.
I would say that certainly the VA is the best source of that information, but I can tell you this, in terms of the IRA program, whether it be traditional or Roth, what is your annual earned income?
I earn about $36,000 a year.
Okay, and is that earned income from a job or what?
No, that's just a disability. I fractured my spine and
I understand. Well, I would say that from what I've seen, that, and you can certainly check with the VA on this, but from what I have seen, the earned income provision is a key provision on making contributions to either traditional or Roth IRAs. And so I think earned income would probably be a key point in determining whether one is eligible to contribute. And I think that money that is received through any form of pension income would probably not qualify. I'm not aware of it qualifying, let me put it that way, for those types of IRA accounts. Let's get Alan on the line in Georgia. Alan, it's your turn. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm looking at a small business, and it's for the last 2 years, they've shown a loss due to depreciation. It has a good cash flow, but I'm wondering, I've heard five and I've heard 7 years that you can only declare a loss, and then at some point you have to pay taxes.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you're losing money in your business because of your business model, I'm not aware of any limitation that says that, okay, you can only lose money for 5 years and then you have to pay taxes on your losses the sixth year. Now, are you talking about profit and loss, or are you talking about accounting like depreciation?
Profit and loss is showing depreciation.
Okay, now has the asset been fully depreciated or what?
No.
Okay, so they're continuing. How much annual depreciation are they showing?
$33,000.
And how many more years are left on that program?
Should be about 13 years.
Yeah. So they're going to deduct $33,000 in depreciation over a 13-year period?
Yes.
And how many years?
It was originally 15 years and the previous owner, and they've been showing profit loss and taxes for the last 2 years.
Yeah. So what is your question?
How long would I be able to continue to show a loss? It's got a positive cash flow, but it shows loss on paper.
Why does it have a loss? Because of the depreciation?
Depreciation,
yeah.
Yes.
I would be a lot more comfortable if you would run this by a CPA or an enrolled agent. Whoever is auditing the books for that company would be a great source of information on this, or doing the accounting even better. Whoever's doing the certified public accounting for the company, that would be a great source. Look, if they charge you an hour for their time, so be it. Money well spent rather than making a mistake. But that's the approach that I would take. I would say this, that if your business model is such that you're losing money every year, then I'm not aware of any provision that would require you to pay taxes on your losses after, let's say, 5 years or something like that. So I think that the best thing to do is contact the accounting firm handling the books on the company, or possibly even the audit firm as a secondary idea. And I do appreciate the call. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. It's Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. Monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared and she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on Owens Corning Oak Ridge shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
Tonight on Sam Nation, Sam discusses how the new minimum wage drove Walmart out of Chinatown. Millennial refugees see Canada's maple match and Trump's new billion-dollar pal in California. Political gospel, not a safe zone. No coddling here. Sam Nation, Sunday at 6 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I never understood why vatos like watch like Law & Order and CSI. You know, I always think like, you know, court sucks. Like, court really sucks bad, dog.
You had to live a little too much of that in your life.
No,
right?
But think about it. Like, even, like, jury duty, if you're not in trouble or nothing, court sucks.
Oh, can you imagine doing jury duty? Oh,
I can't.
How awful.
I'm a felon, dog.
Oh, you can't do it.
That's right, fool.
Wow. So, how you been?
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. With Psycho Mike Catherwood. Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Order number
3030. This is Money Talk.
Whether you're caught up in the struggle for the legal tender or just wasting away in Margaritaville, you're always welcome right here. It's America's money program, Money Talk. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com where you can request a complimentary bank issue. Easily done. The website homepage is bobbrinker.com. Just click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature. That way you can check it out and see the format and see if it can be helpful in your investment decision making. That toll-free line, 1-800-934-2222. 21. By the way, we were talking earlier about those IRA contributions and really how generous they have become. I mean, when you consider if you're single, under 50, you're putting in over $5,500 if you can afford to into your IRA program, whether it be traditional or Roth, you have to qualify in the Roth under the income requirements, of course. And then if you're 50 or more, $6,500 can be put in, but also that you can double those amounts if you can cover them with earnings. They have to be covered with earned income, not pension money, earned income. And you can put up to $11,000 for a single contributor with a spouse. So $5,500 for the single person who's working. You're married, but you're the single person who's working because your spouse is not generating earned income. I know your spouse may be working very, very hard, and in most cases, that's the case, especially for homemakers. But if there's no earned income, what about that? Well, they've made a provision for that, and that's the spousal contribution has to be covered then by the breadwinner's income, up to $11,000 or $13,000 if you're age 50 or more. And, you know, this is really a wonderful opportunity to put money aside. If you're putting this money aside, up to the extent you can afford to, over your lifetime, you can build up a nice nest egg that way. Emily's on the line. Emily checks in from Seal Beach, California. Welcome to Money Talk.
Yes. Hi. My name is Emily, and we purchased the I-bonds in 2001 through 2005, and we never paid taxes on it. Should we start paying taxes now?
Well, only if you elect to. That's up to you, Emily. The reality is you don't have to, because first of all, by buying those I-bonds, and I remember we recommended them back around that time, because they had a high base rate back then. They had base rates in the area of 2%, 3%, depending on when you purchased them back around then. And the thing about those I-bonds, you have that base rate for the life of the bond, plus you get any inflation pay through that comes as a result of calculations using the Consumer Price Index. And the nice thing about that, Emily, is it's your decision because you can elect to defer taxes on that income, that interest income, all the way out until the bonds mature. So you still have plenty of time left on a bond purchased around 2001. My recommendation would be to defer the taxation, allow that money to build up, allow that interest to build up, and defer the taxation to the latest possible date. And the reason I say that is it's tough to get an interest-bearing investment with a tax deferral feature. Guess what? You have one. So I would hold on to that one for sure. Lena's on the line listening to number one KXLFM Portland, Oregon. Hello, Lena.
Hi, Bob. I would like to ask you if you could briefly explain about charitable remainder trust. I think the application is for people like myself and my husband who have lived in the same home forever, like 40 years, with a tremendous gain that exceeds the exclusion and our basis, and what to do with that gain as an alternative to just paying tax on it. And I understand there's something called charitable remainder trust, and I think that this would benefit a lot of people like ourselves if you could just review it for us briefly. Thank you, Bob.
We've talked about this. We've talked about this subject over the years, Lena, the charitable remainder trusts, and that is an irrevocable trust. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, yes.
It's an irrevocable trust, and the typical way that a charitable remainder trust is funded is with highly appreciated property that's been held for a long period of time. What is the adjusted cost basis on your property?
Probably like 200, and then we have the exclusion of 500. It'll probably sell for 800 or 900. So we've got a 100 or 200 gain there.
Well, maybe not. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a spouse?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's important because that doubles your exemption from 250,000 to 500,000.
Yes, and then our basis is 200, so that's 700. But if it sells for 800 or 900, we still have a taxable gain of $100 or $200.
Well, maybe, maybe not. First of all, let's talk about your adjusted cost basis for the property. 40 years of improvements. I would think that you have some significant amounts of money over four decades that you've added as improvements.
Yeah, but see, we only bought it for $45,000.
All right, so you're already factoring that in to bring it up to $200.
Yeah, I was a tech consultant for many years, so I know how to figure basis.
Good, good. That's good to hear. Now, the other thing is that many people sell their property with the help of a realtor or real estate broker. Would you use such?
Yes.
Okay, and a typical commission would be what, about 6%?
Yeah, and then I always think with closing costs, it all comes up to probably
7%. 7%. So if you sold for $800,000, I mean, if you listed at $800,000, even if you got a full price buyer at $800,000 for a 40-year-old property, and you subtracted out the 7%, you'd only have a taxable gain of $44,000. And even that gain...
Yeah.
And even that gain would be eligible for the long-term capital gains tax rate, which peaks out at a maximum of 23.8% plus Oregon, I realize. So I guess that would take you close to something in the general area of 30, 31% or something like that.
Yes.
So, but it would only be on the 44,000. So you're only talking about, you could be talking about an $800,000 property sale and only have to pay taxes of maybe $13,000.
Yeah, well, we have to be real careful about crunching the numbers properly, but this charitable remainder trust, all I'm wanting to say is that I think that it's a vehicle that may apply for a lot of people. And
Well, there's no doubt about that. I'm just not sure it applies for you. Here's the deal. Yes, you can do a charitable remainder trust. There has to be a current beneficiary, and the current beneficiary is either going to be the donor or a named individual. There could be a remainder beneficiary, such as a qualified charity. And these are all matters that you would want to talk about with someone that would definitely lend you some help with something like this. And I would start by talking to an attorney that handles these trusts. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California.
I am the smartest man alive!
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Loan is a 15-year fixed rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. Monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed rate Mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
790 KABC. This is Money Talk.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, it's America's money program, Money Talk. Thank you for joining us. It is great to have you with us. You can stream Money Talk on your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk On Demand. The investment talk is year-round, and with Money Talk On Demand, you listen wherever you go, whenever you like. Check it out. Sign up at bobbrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. Andy's with us in Corvallis. Hello, Andy.
Oh, Bob, thank you very much for all the help over the years.
Thank you.
I am currently a market timer model portfolio 3 adherent.
All right, that is a balanced portfolio for the uninitiated. It has roughly half of its money in the stock market and roughly half of its money in fixed income investments.
Yes, indeed. So, Bob, the question I had was, under what conditions would you think it could make sense to explore that the use of specific bonds in a bond fund, in a bond ladder as opposed to using the bond mutual funds that you recommend. It seems like that there can be potentially greater return and greater certainty, at least from a interest rate risk perspective, potentially that you shift it more towards a credit-specific risk. But under what considerations or under what conditions would you think that a bond ladder can make sense?
I think you have very, very large amounts. What is the total amount of money in your bond portfolio?
Oh, probably about 1.8.
Yeah, well, that gives you the potential to do that because you certainly have enough money there to do that. I would say yes, and I would think about possibly using $100,000 lots. You could potentially have a ladder of 18 $100,000 lots. One item, though, with reference to doing this with individual bond holdings, and that is quality. I would only buy high-quality bonds if you're going to do it this way. And the reason is because there really is no acceptable way, in my opinion, to provide adequate diversification to low-quality bonds if you're buying individual bonds. You don't want to get stuck with a large piece of a bond that goes belly up. You just don't.
So how low a rating or what would be a minimal rating which you'd think would be?
I think if you're going to go with individual bonds. Now, by the way, are you in a high tax bracket?
About 25%.
Okay. I would say that I would not want to go below AA.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 1-800-934-2221. That is our contact number. Paul is on the line in Santa Rosa. Paul, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for all your help over the years. I have a similar question as your last caller. I'm transitioning into Model Portfolio 3, and I wanted to know if I could use treasuries for a while instead of the bond mutual funds you have.
Sure, you can do that. You're obviously going to be earning very little interest. You know that. I'd be using treasuries. I wouldn't be going out very far, though.
Okay, great. I was going to use them until interest rates normalize, and then I was going to go into the bond funds. You think that's a wise decision?
You think that'll happen in our lifetime, Paul?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's the great unknowable right now, because the reality is, I mean, let's face it, we have a situation here right now where the economy has managed to grow a little bit over 2% a year for a long, long period of time. And we don't right now, we don't have the population growth and we don't have the productivity growth to justify a high gross domestic product growth rate. And when I hear these people out there, and they are fools because they should know this, economists I speak of here, they are fools because they should know this, that we do not have the productivity gains and the population gains to justify a high growth rate in the economy right now.
So that means interest rates are going to be staying low for a while, you think?
Say this, in order for, this is just my opinion, in order for the Federal Reserve to be able to justify a normalization of interest rates, you would have to have something that would drive that decision. Now, what is going to drive that decision? Well, rapid economic growth certainly could drive that decision. I agree with that 100%. High inflation certainly could drive that decision, although only to a certain degree, because they may have to tolerate inflation if that becomes an issue, if the economy is not growing more rapidly than it is right now, because they don't want to precipitate a recession.
Right.
So, in other words, suppose inflation became a little bit more of a problem than they wanted it to be, but suppose the economy is still limping along at 2%, 2.5% a year, then they have a real problem on their hands, because then if they raise rates to fight inflation and cause a recession, I will promise you they'll get blamed.
Right. So is your advice to just go ahead and buy the mutual funds, you think, then?
Well, I'm okay with our mutual fund portfolio because we have – we've taken care of the interest rate risk issue by keeping our duration low. So we sidecarred the interest rate part of it, and now we're focusing on getting a reasonable rate of income. And so far this year has been going well for the income portfolio. And that's the whole purpose behind it. I don't have a problem with using treasuries, but you could also use a ladder of certificates of deposit. It might even be simpler to use a ladder of CDs where you could spread your risk over various periods, and then you can roll the money as it comes due. So that's another thought on how to do that. Daniel's on the line in Walnut Creek. Daniel, it's your turn.
Thank you, Mr. Brinker. I'm a new investor, or better put, I'm in a position now to invest because I'm now have a good career profession, and I'm one of the millennial guys, but I didn't study finance and those kinds of things. But I don't know that much, but I'm gonna learn that I can have time to focus on that part rather than my field. But anyway, I hear dollar cost averaging, something like that, and then that mutual fund. And so I'm just wondering, and is this a good time to invest? You know, so anyway, that's what I'm running through my head right now. So I'm not sure if this question is, it can be explained.
It's a great question, Daniel. It's a great question, and I thank you for calling with it. And the answer is, for me, is a wonderful book by an author who's been a guest on this broadcast, and his name is John Bogle. And you spell his last name B-O-G-L-E, John Bogle. And John Bogle is a gentleman who is known in some parts as Saint John because of his contributions to investing over the years, especially on the subject of index investing. And so that's what I would say. Read the book. It's on the recommended reading list in the book section at bobbrinker.com. The book that he wrote on this topic, and that's Common Sense on Mutual Funds. So go to bobbrinker.com, go to the books column on the left side, click on books. You'll see a long list of great financial works. You will see Common Sense on Mutual Funds by John Bogle. And that's the book that I recommend to you, Daniel, to learn about investing in no-load mutual funds, keeping your costs down, diversifying, including index funds in the mix. That's what it's all about. Common Sense on Mutual Funds by John Bogle. I think it's one of the best investment books of all time. And as I say, John Bogle has been a guest on the broadcast, and he is very, very highly acclaimed for his contributions. Ron is on the line in Massachusetts. Ron, it's your turn.
Oh, hi, Bob. I enjoy your show very much. I listen to it every week.
Thank you.
You had and because of that, I know you know this, but you didn't bring it up when the gentleman called in asking about the depreciation and buying a business. If it's losing money because of depreciation, it may well, in fact, be losing money even though he has cash flow, because eventually that capital equipment needs to be replaced. And that, I don't know what kind of capital equipment it might be. I don't know if it's real estate or manufacturing equipment or what have you. But, you know, that's a real concern. If he's depreciating $30,000 a year and taking the positive cash flow, he's not really making a profit.
Well, it's not a very, on the surface, it has so far not been presented as a fantastic idea to begin with, because it's losing money every year.
Right.
A $33,000 annual depreciation cost is not a mega, figure for most businesses. So if it's losing money based on that, it's not very good to begin with. You're right. There's a possibility. We don't know for sure, because it would depend on the nature of the capital asset, but there's a possibility that there could be replacement money. We don't know that. If it's a 15-year depreciation on an item that's going to be around for 30 years, it wouldn't even be an issue.
Well, that's certainly true, but I suspect that he may be eating the seed corn, so to speak, you know?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasonable questions, and that's why I sent him to a CPA.
You betcha. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call very, very much. Our toll-free line, if you'd like to join us, we are taking your calls during this hour, And our line, 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. It's the flight of the Starship Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. Monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hey, California, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in California locations only, May 11th to May 17th. 2016.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers more than 100 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-0698. That's 1-800-400-0698.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 100 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-0698. That's 1-800-400-0698.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well covered by the current amounts that you're allowed to leave without paying estate taxes, which are way, way in excess of your net worth. Okay, I think we might have saw lost Larry there, but I will answer the question in any case. Just my opinion on this, Larry. Keep in mind that during your lifetime, I mean, you're a young 53, during your lifetime, a living trust really doesn't do anything for you. I'm not really sure what the case would be for you to have a living trust at the age of 53, assuming you're healthy. I mean, obviously, you can avoid probate through a living trust if that's important to you. There are various other ways to avoid probate, and obviously one of them is to name a beneficiary to inherit your assets free of probate, and these plans have gained wider acceptance in recent years. I would describe that as a trend. So at your age of 53, I don't see any pressing reason why you would have to develop a living trust. There are expenses attached, of course, to developing a living trust. I mean, after all, a single person today can leave over $5 million with no estate taxes. I think probably the biggest factor in deciding whether to create a living trust is wealth. And your wealth is substantial at $1.5 million, that's for sure. But just seems to me that the way the laws are set up, certainly if you have a spouse, if you have predeceased your spouse, you can leave your money to your spouse, and that is going to be very easily done. So I would say that given the fact that you're way under the $5+ million lifetime exclusion on inheritance tax, that you're in pretty good shape. So my lean on this would be at the age of 53 in good health, assets of $1.5 million, would be not to do that. Peggy is on the line in Hawaii. Peggy, aloha.
Aloha. Thank you for taking my call.
What is on your mind?
Could you recommend an index fund?
Yeah, I would say an index fund that really is an excellent index fund. One of my favorites. In fact, we use it in all of our model portfolios in the investment letter that include equities. And that would be the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund. Very, very low expenses, and broad diversification, because it basically is invested in an index that contains almost all of the stocks in the U.S. And that means you get tax efficiency, too, because it is an index fund. So now, if you want an exchange-traded fund that invests essentially in the same stocks, that would be symbol VTI, VTI, Victor Tango India. Would be the ticker symbol
on that.
You know
what? I think I like that Vanguard Total Stock Market.
Yeah, that's
so
a no-load
fund.
How
do I get a hold of it?
Well, they have, you can go to Vanguard.com, and there's all kinds of contact information at Vanguard.com. And another one that I like is the Fidelity Spartan Total Stock Market Index, another low-expense total stock market index fund. I'd say either one is fine. But you can go to Vanguard.com or Fidelity.com for contact information. That is easily done. And Peggy, I thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. Mahalo. You can stream Money Talk on your computer. Download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk on Demand. Check it out at BobBrinker.com. While you're there, check out information on the Market Timer Investment Letter. John is on the line in Los Angeles. John, welcome to Money Talk.
Yeah, hi.
I got a question. What do you think of Vanguard Wellesley?
I think it's a good conservative fund. Has reasonable expenses, pays a cash dividend of over 2% annual at the current rate, and it has some exposure to the stock market. And
it's like about 35%,
right, and about 65% bonds, 35%, and that's why conservative fund.
My question is, in this time that we're living in, do you think that that allocation is just right, or should I have more bonds?
Well, John, that depends on the person's individual investment objectives. For example,
talking about safety of principle.
Well, I would say that it's a conservative fund, and that means that I don't think you're going to get wild fluctuations in the share price. The tendency of that fund has been slow and steady.
Okay, well, then you like it.
I would say that as a conservative, low-cost, diversified, well-managed, no-load fund, I would say they've done a very good job.
And the last question is, you think that the allocation of 35 and 65 bond is, in this troubled times of the up and down, you think it's still a good, it's good that what that is?
Well, John, I don't think that everybody should have an allocation of 35% stocks and 65% bonds. I absolutely do not think that. But I do think that an investor that has a conservative investment profile, which also includes a relatively low tolerance for risk, doesn't want to see a lot of volatility in the net asset value, and yet wants to have some exposure to the stock market along with that exposure to the bond market, I think it is a good conservative investment choice on that basis. I do appreciate the call. Thank you for joining us. Money Talk comes your way each and every weekend, talking about Subjects Financial.
Tonight on Sam Nation, Sam discusses how the new minimum wage drove Walmart out of Chinatown. Millennial refugees seek Canada's maple match and Trump's new billion-dollar pal in California. Political gospel, not a safe zone. No coddling here. Sam Nation, Sunday at 6 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Are you buying or selling a home? Is your home mold-free? That's okay. We can help with a Got Mold Home Warranty. Our warranty is transferable at time of escrow from seller to buyer at no cost, making for an easy transaction. Nearly all homes in America have some form of mold, and the toxic forms have been known to cause cancer, heart problems, and even chronic bronchitis. Once the mold is present in your home, there's no easy way to get rid of it. You'll have to remove the walls, ceiling, floors, any part of your home that's come in contact with the mold. This can cost thousands. But with the Got Mold Home Warranty's exclusive and unique home protection program, there's no need to tear your house apart. Don't let mold ruin your biggest investment or affect the health of you and your family. Call 844-800-MOLD for more information. That's 844-800-MOLD. For as little as a dollar a day, the Got Mold Home Warranty service professionals will help guard your home against the dangers of mold or eliminate the problem if mold is already present. Take care of the problem before it ever starts. Call 844-800-MOLD. That's 844-800-MOLD.
I never understood why Vatos like watch like Law and Order and CSI. You know, I always think like, you know, court sucks. Like court really sucks bad.
You had to live a little too much of that in your life.
No,
right?
But think about it. Like even like jury duty, if you're not in trouble or nothing.
Yeah.
Court sucks.
Oh, can you imagine doing jury duty? Oh,
I can't.
How awful.
I'm a felon, dog.
Oh, you can't do it.
That's right, fool.
Wow. So how you been?
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Weekdays noon to 3 on KABC.
News.
Talk. Evolve. Your 2016 election headquarters. KABC.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
Kentucky campaign shrinking IS. I'm Chaz Henry.
Hillary Clinton's on the campaign trail in Kentucky today, directly challenging rival Bernie Sanders ahead of Tuesday's primary there.
I voted to bail out the auto industry, and he voted against it because I wanted to save those millions of jobs.
Well, Clinton goes into Tuesday's voting with a lead in delegates, particularly party insider superdelegates. Sanders has the momentum of recent wins.
What we are going to tell those superdelegates is that if they want the strongest candidate to defeat Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders is that candidate.
The U.S. government's diplomatic point man in the fight against the militant group Islamic State says the extremists have been losing control over territory and, as he puts it, their perverse caliphate is shrinking. Speaking in Jordan, Brett McGurk says the tide has turned against IS, both on the battlefield and in the online competition for hearts and minds, in which he says the group's appeal has waned. I'm Chaz Henry. More Americans seem to be putting off those retirement dates, that according to a new survey.
A little more than 3 in 10 non-retired Americans predict they will retire after they turn 67, which is the current minimum age for receiving full Social Security benefits. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which found another 38% said they expect to retire between the ages of 62 and 67, and 23% say they expect to stop working before the age of 62. The average age at which workers expect to be able to retire is 66, up slightly from 64 years old in the 2004-2008 time range, and way up from 60 years old as measured in 1995. 1 in 7 seniors age 67 or older say they are still on the job. I'm John Stolness.
2 dozen pilot whales have died after beaching themselves on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Rescuers worked very hard, but of the 27 that came ashore, they were only able to get 3 back into the water alive. I'm Chaz Henry.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News live and local at 302. I'm Steve Cumming. A crashed small airplane was discovered near Mount Wilson in the Angeles National Forest today. The white Cessna 182 aircraft was spotted before 9 a.m., and a heavy deck of clouds limiting visibility, along with access problems, made work difficult for rescue crews of 30 to 40 people. The plane had been en route from Montgomery Field to Santa Monica and lost contact with ground controllers when it was 17 miles east of Van Nuys Airport. Monthly parking passes go on sale today for commuters planning to use Metro Expo Line when it begins running between Culver City and Santa Monica next Friday. Only 3 stations on the west side have parking.